This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's a freak show down in the city. Broken dreams and desperate screams. The switchblade gleams down in the city. Empty cans, forgotten plans. Begging hands down in the city. Litter strewn, a broken tune. And come soon down in the city. Down, yeah, down, down. Down in the city. Nothing's new, the mood is blue now. What's the truth down in the city? The streets are cold, really yellow mold. The heart is cold down in the city. Watch your back, never slack. The soul is black down in the city. Look around at every sound. Compassion has drowned down in the city. Down, down, down in the city, down, yeah, down, down, way down in the city.
All right, here we go. It's Sidney Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. It is December 17th, 2017. Welcome to the program, everybody. I'll be here for the next 3 hours. I might open the phones. Last week I opened the phones and one person called. So, you know, who knows? Most of the listeners catch this in the archives anyway of, either Hooli's blog or over at Sean's website, TCTA Unleashed. So most of the listeners are not live to the program. I saw this floating around earlier today when I was digging around looking for material for the program. And Jeff from Idaho calls in and talks about Anna von Reitz quite a bit, and I talked about the Victoris Libertas website last week, and they did a long interview with Anna von Reitz. So Ken, get clip two ready. Victoris Libertas. It seems from what they're saying on their end is after they've had that the guest on, they seems like they didn't really want to say what happened, but they seem to have come under attack, which I find kind of interesting. Let's run clip two real quick.
Well, folks, it's become painfully obvious that for the last 2 weeks we have been targeted by some very bad people and some people that did not like the message that was disseminated a couple of weeks ago by Judge Anna von Reitz in an interview that we did, an hour and 50 minutes that we did with her a couple of weeks ago. And if you haven't seen it, you need to, because it is a well of information. It's incredible. And basically, she outlines how we as Americans have all been bamboozled by the federal government, by England, by some very rich people and powerful people and people that are very greedy that want to enslave all of us. And the federal government deems us all as corporate entities instead of God's creation with unalienable rights. And we have all been bamboozled into thinking that we live in the land of free. But how free are we really when 60 or 70% of our money goes into taxes? And we're told every morning what time to get up, what time to have lunch, what time to go home, how much sleep we need so we can continue doing this day after day after day to put into the system to make others rich and powerful. Well, Judge Anna von Rietz does a very eloquent job of telling everyone what happened, how it's still happening, and how we can take our lives back, all of us. These people are not very happy with that message, because when the numbers, when the people find out what has been going on for so long, they're not going to be very happy. Well, we've been targeted pretty severely, and so I'm just getting a message out saying, once again, please pray for us. We're probably going to go dark for the rest of the year. We will not be deterred. We will not quit. And I've said
all
many
right,
times, if God opens a door, no man.
You know, there's a lot there to digest, but personally, I don't think that we collectively as a nation, a balkanized, ripped apart patchwork of different ethnicities, different intellects, and so forth and so on, I don't think we could ever get our crap together now in the let's just say the state we're in. And so I hear this a lot, the alternative media saying basically, yeah, when we find out, when the people wake up, it's going to be hell to pay and blah, blah, blah. I disagree with that. I think we're too far gone intellectually, spiritually. We don't have the fortitude. We don't have the grasp on these concepts. And I know the RBN audience is a very, very, let's say, different demographic than the common folks we're dealing with out here in society. But to think that people are going to understand on a large enough scale to truly affect change, I'm skeptical. I'll just say that right now. I don't think that absent some sort of supernatural intervention, and we hear about the 3% and, you know, the 3%ers during the revolution and so forth. And, yeah, well, look, we're a completely different fabric of people right now. I mean, we're so far gone in arrested development and retardation, spiritual buffoonery. It's wishful thinking. And just on simple things. But I wanted to get that out there because, you know, Tom LaCavera from Resurrect the Republic, who just got out of jail, people that get into the, let's say, the nuts and bolts of really the sequence of events and what transpired, you know, and Clint Richards and stuff, research, former host on the network, and you get into all that stuff, it's a lot to digest. But, you know, this is dangerous information, but I don't think, I just don't think that it's like the people that run things, I don't think they consider it that dangerous to where they're that worried about it. But, you know, or you would see these people assassinated, okay, that the ones that are really, really heavy hitters in this world, you would see them having accidents versus, you know, others. The homeopathic physicians, I mean, you look at a body count here. This thing's approaching, I think it's right around 80 of these people in the last, you know, very short, you know, sequence of years here that have been killed under very creepy circumstances. And so, I mean, I personally think it's much more dangerous to be a naturopathic physician right now than to be a person studying and in trying to get out to the as many people as possible the 14th Amendment, the corporate fiction, the straw man, the Treaty of Paris, and you know all this stuff that happened after the Civil War, but you know the layout of DC and all these things that we know about. You know, it's much more dangerous, it seems, statistically, to be a homeopathic physician dabbling in natural cures for things. Now, I want to piggyback off of that one, and I want Ken get clip six ready. Now, this is this Ken follows this lady on YouTube, April Lejeune, okay, and this really goes along with the similar kind of area where I was just at with Judge Anna Von Wright's, but this has to do with basically trying to get after your money through the UCC. And you know, there's a group down there in Georgia called Sovereign Filings. I think it's .com or .org, a whole big website of, you know, the basically the paperwork side of the house dealing with the UCC and these basically trading in the souls of humans and in the money involved and so forth. But let's piggyback on that one and go into clip six. Ken, go ahead and roll that one.
Hey everybody, it's April Lejeune. It is December 17th, 2017. Yes, it's definitely true. If you use the Federal Reserve routing numbers in conjunction with your Social Security number as a negotiable instrument, you could face jail. However, we're not doing that. This isn't about accessing your Federal Reserve funds and getting billions of dollars for you to spend like a madman. It's not about digging into your Treasury direct account and all of a sudden you're a trust fund baby. This is where people keep going off the deep end, and misinformation and convolution of the subject has totally confused people and given them the hope of there's some sort of government lottery that comes from Willy Wonka's chocolate factory and every one of us is holding a golden ticket. You're holding a golden ticket of sorts. Yes, it's true, the government has been trading on your birth certificate and your Social Security number since you were born. It's also true you were declared dead and you're operating in a straw man capacity that you didn't know about. But if you're wanting to access a load of cash, you are barking up the wrong tree. But here's where you can remedy this situation and find yourself on the good side of this bad deal you didn't voluntarily sign up for. By filing some paperwork, and yes, Harvey, it's unfair, it's a lot, and it's tedious, but it's worth it in the long run. And becoming the master of this game, you can tell the feds to take a hike, pay your debts, and live the American dream like we were promised so long ago. That being said, what exactly are we doing, and how do we get to the funds? We're filing UCC-1s. This is your most important document, and other things which will support our claim as sovereign citizens, placing ourselves on the land of the United States of America rather than in the corporation, is what we're doing here. This is what we didn't even know, okay? If you want more info on where you can find it, you can just find it about anywhere you look online. When we do this and put ourselves on the right side of the equation, we put ourselves in the place of those who originally came up with the idea to use our birth certificates and Social Security numbers, as well as our bodies, for workhorses to gain them money and power. Now, by filing that UCC-1, you're in a better position when you're the creditor rather than the debtor. When you file that UCC-1, you're making yourself the secured party. Some of you really like that term, so there it is. When you're the secured party, you have the control of, which is what we're doing by using the UCC-1. And it's really important to understand that when you're filing. You don't have to know every single little thing about UCCs and all that, but this particular document is really important. We can be mad all day long, but in reality, we're using the game the government came up with to our advantage. So we file that paperwork, and all of a sudden, we've got the ability to use a process which is called accepted for value. This is where we take our stack of bills, like the electric company, the credit card company, the car company, all of these things, and change them into money orders. And with our exemption IDs, which the government so graciously put on the back of our Social Security cards, right under our noses, didn't even know it, we take these endorsed presentments and we send them to the IRS. Now, for those of you who keep saying, don't do it, it's illegal, if you know anything about exception for value, there's nothing.
All right. So, okay, well, that's no problem. You kind of get the picture, folks. You know, there's all kinds of people working at this from 100 different angles. And look, I am no expert, okay? And, you know, it's, the people out here with nothing to lose, they're the ones that are really should be hammering away at this. You know, people with careers and families and bills and all these sort of things, you know, you can see how the worries of, you know, providing for family and so forth and so on can get somebody to where they're like, yeah, I've already got a threat matrix score somewhere way up there, and then I'm going to get off into this world. And then, so therefore, you know, there's people sitting in the clink right now because they're trying to exert what you would call their rights or assert their sovereignty as an individual on the land, as they say, and so forth and so on. You know, and you got to decide that as an RBN listener. You know, we've had hosts doing this kind of stuff for a long, long time. And there is a price to pay when you start getting into Rome and the Queens and the Kosher Nostra's business, and you start really digging into the nuts and bolts and how the sausage is made, so to speak. It's a dangerous place to be. And just like these homeopathic doctors who seem to be dropping like flies, but this is another area where there are people locked up right now. And, you know, if you read from Sovereign to Serf by Roger Sales, who I guess he's still living in, I believe, Argentina. You know, people that he dedicated that book to actually went to the federal hooscow over dealing with the IRS and kind of, you know, this underbelly of like I said, how the sausage is made with keeping us all on the federal plantation, so to speak. And so I just wanted to get, you know, some of that stuff out there because, you know, there's people that have been whittling away at it. In Australia, you got guys like Santos Bonacci, who I don't know what he's up to these days. But, you know, I saw this stuff years ago on YouTube, and then all the various people here in the U.S. And then you've got people over there in England, you know, that expose the various things about English society and so forth. And so very interesting stuff. We're coming up on break, but, you know, I've got a bunch of different stuff. The Bitcoin thing, and I covered this last week. I was looking at the symbol of Bitcoin and the B, and instead of the S with the two lines through it, the dollar sign, well, you've got the B with the two lines through it, the new Bitcoin kind of symbol. And it really, the letter B and the number 13, you know, I was looking at it. I was just kind of dwelling on the Bitcoin symbol, and the 13 popped out at me. And that's the chapter where basically the mark of the beast is mentioned in the book of Revelation. And, you know, David Seaman, this guy, this Pizzagate guy, former kind of freelancer, Huffington Post, individual, I just saw that he was banned from Twitter, and he's been pushing this Bitcoin thing quite heavily. There's the music. We will see you guys on the other side of the break. Incendiary Radio.
are living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
RBN, Republic Broadcasting. You know, the chat rooms, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com, if you like hanging out in the chat rooms. You know, this was kind of interesting. Since I'm on the homeopathic, folks, Ken, get set ready. Number seven. Okay. A Jewish billionaire, Barry Sherman, and his wife. Okay. Founder of Apotex. Jewish guy, billionaire, big pharma guy. Both of them found strangled, hung by the neck, supposedly. The police are not pursuing any suspects. Very weird. Let's roll seven.
Welcome back, True Seeker. Yesterday, December 15th, 2017, put out a video early in the morning, and I said, expect reporting of a celebrity death today, a murder story. It never fails. Anytime there's a date with numerology of 44 and 64, which yesterday had, notice the gematria of kill, 44 and 64, anytime date numerology falls this way, there's a murder story. Every time. It's clockwork. So the one headline that's come in from this date so far is Jewish billionaire and his wife found dead in their home. Notice the subheadline. Suspicious death, police not seeking perpetrator. Why wouldn't the police be seeking a perpetrator? You know? Well, I have the answer to that question. It's one of two things. One, these people were killed by the authorities, very possibly police officers. All throughout the world, police are the most corrupt criminal gang going.
And he goes on to a long tirade about the police. Well, you know, if a Jewish Canadian billionaire with the power of B'nai B'rith and the rest of these guys up in Canada gets whacked, I don't think it's just some cop that's going to do it. It's probably some corporate John Perkins jackal type hit. It's not just some, you know, entry level cop. And so I don't like that, you know, jump to, oh, just the police did it. They're all a bunch of gangsters. No, regular cops don't kill billionaires, folks. That's black ops, heavy corporate assassin type folks. You know, and it's almost poetic, weird kind of thing with all the homeopaths that have died. Now a big pharma guy gets killed. And, you know, I said this last week, people are kind of looking at the takedown of a lot of Jewish, let's say, the oligarchs and, you know, as they were floating around, Henry Mackow floated a tweet around where he said this didn't age well, where Harvey Weinstein was basically saying we need to, you know, act like the mafia and go to the mattresses against all these anti-Semites and so forth and so on. And so, you know, and just a couple of years later, a large swath of the, you know, Jewish kind of perverts across all different kinds of, you know, power levers are getting taken down. And like I said last week, it'd be nice if this really was, you know, some really heavy hitters in the goy kind of world that are finally sick of, you know, the supremacist goons trying to destroy Western civilization by bringing in another set of supremacist goons, mainly some of the hardcore Islamics who have their own kind of supremacist ideology where Islam will dominate the world to a certain swath of these folks. Now, there's others that could care less, but they do have their own kind of Islamic version of Chabad Lubavitch, you know, across many different sectors. So, see you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extend your life.
your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
John Friend sent me this one yesterday. I sent him a couple videos over Skype, and then he sent me this one back. This is on the Jewish Daily Forward, okay, forward.com. Intense photos show undercover Israeli agents infiltrating protest. A Reuters photo essay. Now, this is what's interesting. Reuters, Rothschild's Reuters photo essay captured undercover Israeli agents shutting down a protest in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Agents wearing Palestinian flags and face masks dispersed a crowd of hundreds by firing their guns in the air and throwing sound grenades, according to witness reports. The undercover personnel were posing as Palestinian protesters and were standing behind the stone throwers, said Mohammed Tarukman, the photographer who has covered the region for nearly two decades. Tarukman counted eight Israeli security personnel disguised as protesters. At the one point, one of the agents pointed his gun at Tarukman. He shouted at me and told me to go away. I heeded his order for my own safety. Undercover Israeli agents are known as Mistaravim, M-I-S-T-A-R-A-V-I-M, or wearing Arab disguise. Mistaravim. Everybody should memorize that word, Mistaravim. It really kind of mimics Mizraim, which is kind of like your darker Arabic-looking Yemeni Jews, the Mizraim, but Mistaravim, okay? So that's who the undercover Israeli agents who dresses Arabs and so forth. Remember the Levant affair and so forth and so on. Remember 9/11, all the kind of Palestinian / Arab disguises in the urban moving systems, vans and so forth. This is nothing new. These false flag operators, the King David Hotel, all this stuff. You get into these books like Israel's Sacred Terrorism, and then you get into Menachem Begin and basically bragging about being the father of Middle Eastern terror. And so then you get into these Gladio-style operations where NATO was involved with doing things in Italy and other places, basically framing up the commies. And then this brings us to today with Antifa. And then there's reports of actually Antifa members dressing like the buffoon squads that we saw at Charlottesville, like these open, retarded-looking so-called Nazis and so forth. And so the waters here are so muddy with cross-contamination and counter-espionage between various factions. And so many of us, and me included, once in a while, I even get caught up in the first or second tier narratives rather than trying to keep my thinking cap on and going down a few more levels. And even people like me that have been talking about this for a few, years on the radio and then researching it before that and as a caller to people's shows and so forth. I mean, any of us can get, hoodwinked, bamboozled by these type of operations, because sometimes these people are triple and quadruple agents. And these kids, these especially these Yemeni Jews and some of the Jews that grew up speaking Arabic, they get recruited right into the special operations and the military intelligence arms and so forth because they already know the language. And we've got our own, Americans. We've been doing this forever with various groups of people, immigrant groups and so forth and so on. You don't think that we've got agents in La Raza, in Mecha? We don't have agents in the Nation of Islam, in the Black Hebrew Israelites, and all across the spectrum, counterintelligence. You don't think, remember this crazy preacher over in England with the hook, and the patch over his eye, and he comes out later, he's MI5, MI6, whatever. This Kaduri guy, I had a feeling that this guy is an operative of somebody with just his crazy rhetoric. He goes on like Fox News and talks about, yeah, we're going to take your country and so forth. This doom fear boogeyman type of thing. And so I'm repulsed by people that would do this. I just couldn't get sucked into one of these agencies and be one of these people. The Black Blocs, they're kind of like fellow travelers with the Antifa. They go around smashing the windows at the G20s and the WTO protests and all that. And then people corner them and pull one of their masks off and it's a cop. I mean, it's just people, they don't realize that this entire deceptive posture that government agencies take with their own people, they consider us enemy combatants anyway. And we know this according to a lot of the RBN researchers and so on, but it just really gets to me. And so it's totally ridiculous. And I hate this aspect of our existence as humans that so many people get sucked into the deceptive kind of side of the house, and they act like one thing when they're another, and it's just it's horrible because it gets all of, you know, it gets a guy like you or a girl like you or a guy like me to the point where, you know, you can't trust anybody. And I think that's almost part of the plan here, is for those of us that are at least wise to the modus operandi to mind screw us to the point where we all call each other agents and shills and all the little terms we have, operative. And we, you know, I mean, I'm such a recluse with people in this thing that we do, like radio and whatever you want to call all this. I don't want to have anything to do with anybody. And then people rag at me, and I'll pull up my emails are so full of stuff. People put me on all these damn email chains, and where the person sends out articles to 100 people, and, you know, all these various people that I read, I'm on all these chains, so it's like my email's so flooded. And but then I'll see somebody that I'm like, wait a minute, who's that? And then people are like, what, Robert, you can't answer my question? It's like, dude, I don't have time, number one. But number two, it gets to the point where emails are, I've almost gotten to the point where I can't even hardly look at them anymore. And I think this is part of I think there's some operators out here that are doing this, putting people on all these email chains to basically cloud their email up with BS, and to where then they just get to the point where it's like, you know, I talk about this fetal position thing. Well, it's just like, hell, I'm the kind of like that with my emails, because I get flooded with so many of them. And it's just like, I've never been a techie. And I, you know, you pull up like one of these email programs, like run by Microsoft or Google, and you're just like, all the options and all the different crap. It's just like, I don't have the patience to study even how a basic email program, all the little nooks and crannies. You know, it fascinates the hell out of me that these people can spend this much time on a video game learning all the different 20 buttons and all the moves and all the, you know, and I watch people, it's just like, you actually, you know, spend your day becoming proficient at this game that somebody else designed, and you're going to let it suck that much of your life out of you and into this game where you're learning how to become an expert at moving your fingers and watching this character on a screen. I mean, I know a kid. I mean, and this dude's like a hardcore military dude, but this dude was actually like a professional damn near gamer, and on YouTube, where he was actually getting paid, which I was like, okay, well, if you're getting paid, I can see it somewhat. But there's actually people that follow people on YouTube that are actually other people watching them play video games. I mean, the whole thing is just like, I guess I'm just old. But the whole thing's crazy, to where people spend their time watching other people play like Call of Duty or one of these, you know, war type games. And this dude spent like thousands of dollars for this whole kind of computer setup, man, to where it's just like, whoa, it's just like, geez, I don't know. It's just, and it's part of this kind of pulling us out of society and into the virtual world. Ken, scratch clip 4 for now. Let's go to clip 16. And this is the guy from Facebook, another one, that's talking about how Facebook basically is destroying the social fabric. Very wild, but and I can see this in people, and I hear people talking about, did you see this and that? And, you know, I don't do Facebook, but I can see kind of how this is like this. Let's roll 16.
Something bad could happen.
Chamath Palihapitiya, a former Facebook executive once in charge of user growth, now says he has tremendous guilt about the social network he helped build.
We have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works.
And it's influencing the next generation. Studies show 92% of teens go online daily, and one in five young people regularly wake up in the night to send or check messages on social media.
People need to hard break from some of these tools and the things that you rely on. The short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth. Bad actors can now manipulate large swaths of people to do anything you want.
He's not the only social media executive blowing the whistle. Former Facebook president Sean Parker recently said the initial goal was to get people hooked.
You're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. The inventors, creators, understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
We have to hold the tech industry accountable.
Jim Steyer is founder of Common Sense Media.
They, in many cases, have ignored the consequences, some of the downsides of some of the innovations they brought to our society.
You don't realize it, but you are being programmed. But now you got to decide how much you're willing to give up.
This is a big first for the California Department of Public Health. It's releasing guidelines about cell phone radiation and how you can avoid it.
When you sleep, you keep the cell phone at least arm's length from your body. And also not carrying your cell phone in your pocket, having it either in your purse or not carrying it with you.
The research suggests cell phones could increase our risk for brain cancer and tumors, low sperm count.
All right, you can stop it there. So I'm sure all of you have seen like this glut, onslaught of like a regurgitation of all the stuff Jones and others were talking about, you know, 15 years ago about the dangers of cell phones. Carrying it in your pocket screws up your sperm count. And now, for some reason, last week, they decided to re-bomb us with all the cell phone dangers and so forth and so on. This, you know, if you got this book by Daniel Estulin, I bought a while back. It's called Transevolution. And I'm going to have to dig it back out, but it really, and it's, it was put out a number of years ago, probably 5-6 years ago, but it really traces and gets deep into the Facebook, Twitter, so forth and so on. You know, the social media stuff and the entire way that these people build networks, basically everything about you. I mean, the whole thing is, it's so sick, the lack of privacy and the basically everybody you run in contact with and come in, you know, all that, the way that this stuff is so over the top. And so it's just crazy. So cryptocurrencies, I mean, I'm seeing this glut right now on YouTube and various websites. Okay. Mark of the Beast. I talked about this last week. Basically, the NSA could have created the whole Bitcoin and the rest of this stuff. Now, this article. Evidence points to Bitcoin being an NSA-engineered psyop to roll out one world digital currency. Okay? I'm going to assume the readers who make it to this article are well-informed enough that I don't have to go into the history of the global money changers and their desire for a one world currency. If you don't yet understand the goal of the globalist bank empire and the coming engineered collapse of the fiat currency system, you're already about 5,000 post behind the curve. With that as a starting point, it is now becoming increasingly evident that Bitcoin may have been a creation of the NSA and was rolled out as a normalization experiment to get the public familiar with digital currency. Once this is established, the world's fiat currencies will be obliterated in an engineered debt collapse. And remember Trump, the bankruptcy reorganization type guy. then replaced with a government-approved cryptocurrency with tracking of all transactions and digital wallets by the world's Western governments. And we've seen this thing with Venezuela coming on with an oil-backed kind of Bitcoin system that they're bringing forth. So, I mean, I just, you know, a lot of people got rich on the way up here, okay? And then John McAfee saying it could go up to $1 million a pop. I was at a kind of an anniversary for a close friend of mine's brother. A couple days ago was the anniversary where he took his life by suicide 10 years ago on the 15th. And so we're all out at the cemetery today. And they're all drinking alcohol and doing their, you know, toasts and so forth. But I heard people talking about Bitcoin there, and these people are not like alternative media type people. So it's actually punched through the membrane out into Normieville. So, see you guys on the other side of the world.
And together we will wound. Together we will run.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we are back to the area radio on RBN. One of the old guys been calling in probably before I did on this network. Fred in Iowa. Let's bring Fred up. How you doing, Fred? Been a while.
Yeah, I'm glad you remembered me, Robert. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, as I've always thought of myself, in February, it will be 4 years for me on the RBN. And I've had four or five hosts tell me to never call again, you know. Four of them, they took my calls. And one, I haven't called yet. But anyhow, I have thought of myself as being a controversial caller. And not to be combative, but I won't go into any depth, but if you can recall what I wanted to bring out in the almost 4 years that I've been on. You know, one thing about the mark of the beast, going to war, and the New Age agenda, which if I explain that, it'd take too long. But all the hosts are covering it today. But my feeling is now, or I shouldn't use the word feeling, my thinking is now is I have learned a lot, and I wouldn't say I have mellowed, but I think I've grew, and I do believe that RBN and the host have really grown. And I tell you, I don't hardly call in as much anymore because, hell, everybody or a great deal of all the hosts and RBN, not all of them, but are saying what I believe, what I think, and what I want to get out on the air. So I just don't want to call and eat up a lot of airtime, complimenting the host with accolades, which I like to do very much. And I think that you and I have kind of tangled a little bit, but I can see, and not that I know everything. I sure as hell don't, you know. I'm 80 and a half, by golly, and still around. But there seems to be a consensus of opinion. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody has to think a lot, to think the same. Hell no, not that. But I strongly believe the points that are important, that there is beginning and becoming a consensus of opinion on RBN. And I'm telling you, I'm joyful about it. And I don't feel the need for calling in all the time unless I can contribute something to the show. Now, I do have my favorites. I most certainly do. And with me and sending a care package for help, first of all, it will go to the host that...
Hey, hold on, Fred. Here comes the break. Hold on till the top of the hour break. Stay on the line.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.